When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle, and this'll help things turn out for the best. Hey, always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Well, it's not always so easy for other singers and musicians to look on the bright side of life. The majority of those who make music struggle to make a living. If you're a musician or a friend of one, you know what I mean. But there's a place where musicians can get by quite nicely, even when they're not riding the top of the charts. That place is France. The world's Jerry Haddon tells us how it works.
Yeah, we gotta go to school now.
On a recent morning, American singer-songwriter Lawrence Collins walks his 5-year-old daughter, Mina, to school.
In a minute, let's go.
When he gets home, Collins goes to work in his basement. He's built a recording studio there. His day job is rehearsing his songs.
I see the light shine on your face. I watch your eyes light up with grace. It's up to me.
Collins has produced 9 albums in the past 2 decades. He's never been signed to a major label, but that's not a problem because he's playing enough local gigs to get by and because the French government pays him a supplementary salary.
The French have a particular system which basically says whenever you play an officially declared show, which means that the owner of the club or the venue you're playing for declares your band's salary and pays social charges on it, then you get a piece of paper called a cachet.
Collect more than 43 cachets in about a year, and you qualify for a coveted program known as l'intermittence.
Which means that the days that you're not working, you get paid a basic salary, which can go anywhere from 30 to 60 euros a day.
For Collins, it adds up to about $1,500 a month in supplemental pay.
In reality, it means that you can do your job 100% of the time. You don't have to bartend like most of my friends back in the States have to survive. That combined with the money I make in the shows means that I can take care of my kids, grow up, have my family, my house, and everything else.
It's up to you to stand and fight and carry on and on and on. The wisdom learned from my mistakes will make you strong.
Collins is among tens of thousands of musicians and artists who receive the French intermittence. Actors and even stagehands can also get it. The French consider this money well spent. When American musicians learn about the system, their jaws tend to drop. Justin Caillou is a professional bass player struggling to make ends meet in Seattle.
Well, my initial gut reaction, I guess, is good for the French musicians, because musicians consider themselves kind of a brotherhood, you know.
To survive, Caillou works a day job as a sales rep.
All my friends that are professional musicians that do not have a day job, man, they hustle. They're practicing, they're playing gigs, they're subbing and freelancing, they're teaching to live basically in poverty.
There is some government support for American musicians, for example, via the National Endowment for the Arts. But you can't get that money just by proving that you're a working artist, says Wayne Brown. He directs the NEA's Music and Opera Program.
Well, here in the U.S., through the National Endowment for the Arts, criteria for all projects is based on artistic integrity of both projects and how will that provide a meaningful connection for audience or for the art form itself.
Brown doubts the U.S. would ever adopt a program similar to the French salary system. He says it would just be too expensive. But lest they be accused of being overly coddled, French musicians point out that qualifying for the intermittence isn't that easy. You have to earn at least $225 a show for it to count. Musician Jean-Baptiste Cardon says half his shows don't meet that threshold. He says in a lot of Paris shows, you get paid depending on how many people come through the door. If no one shows up, you don't earn a thing. Cardon plays percussion for a guitarist. They keep the band to just 2 members, on purpose. It boosts their chances of earning more money at the door and securing their state salaries for another year. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Bordeaux, France.
Je t'explique vite fait, ici comment ça se passe. Toi qui arrives.